Okay, live again. On the live again. Can't wait to get on the internet again. Boop a doop boop boop doop. Boop 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 doop 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 doop. All right. Hi, Clary. This is a follow-up email from the society forced me to go to college. I can't tell you how much watching your videos has changed the trajectory of my life. Winning again! Another life changed for the better. I'd like to say thank you to the teachers who only changed lives for the worse. We here at Cappy Cap and telling the truth actually change children's lives, just like teachers. But here's the spin. Here's the curveball. It's for the better. It improves their lives. thanks to you, I've been working at a place as a tech for almost 2 years. Me and my boyfriend have an apartment. I have no debt, and I had the privilege to be on a prevailing wage job when I saved $11,000 for my 3 to 6 months emergency savings. I hate slash love my job. They give me a car and a high deductible health plan, but the management is awful. Everyone leaves. I never know where I'm going or what I'm doing on the daily and expected to just figure it out. My boss says, ask questions, and then gets annoyed when I do. Does your boss have gray hair? Is he a boomer? My bosses are great people and super nice, but are slaves to this job. The worst of the commutes are cancer. As you would say, I drive 2.5 hours a day. Why don't you people live closer to where you work? 2.5 hours a day times 10, I'm sorry, times 5 is 10. That's 15 hours a day. A week. That's a part-time job. What's wrong with you? I literally have no energy or time to enjoy my life after work. Just like everyone on this planet, I'm looking for an online job. My online job search is in the works, and I have some business niche idea. I'd like to go over and see what you think. Well, hit me up with a separate email. We don't discuss people's business ideas on the internet because we don't want people stealing your ideas. As far as relocation, I want to move to Florida. My boyfriend wants to wait another year and have me sign a lease. I want to move to St. Petersburg, Florida. Wonderful place. I was this close to moving there. It was between that and Vegas. I'm just so ready to get out of miserable as F New England. Don't get me wrong. I love this state, and it's one of the best tax-free states to live in. Just like you and your Minnesota winters you had to deal with, I've had enough. I'm 24. I'd like to actually enjoy my life. Well, that's good. But now, in all defense of reality, my fun young lady, you're supposed to suffer in your younger 20s, and you're going down the path. You're wandering in the desert. This is the galvanizing process, and you're becoming a truly strong, independent woman. And you gotta suffer in order to appreciate what's good in life. So when you get to St. Petersburg, which I inevitably believe you will, you're gonna appreciate it all that much more. But that's a real nice town. I really love St. Petersburg, Florida. Had my buddy not bought the place in Vegas, who knows, might have been there. I say, well, what's your degree in? Also, what are you paid? And why is your boyfriend wanting to stay around for another year? What is his plan and career and goals? And finally, what would you do in St. Petersburg? She has a degree in a legitimate field. She makes a little bit more than a living wage. And has a good job. My boyfriend thinks it would be better off for him and his job, meaning it will give him more experience and develop more savings. He also has family ties in the state you're in. And from my last few requests, if you remember, which I don't, I'm the one whose mom had 7 children with 6 different men. And in response to one of the comments on that video, yes, I am not joking. My boyfriend works for a well-known company, and he's a tradesman of sorts, making around, if not more than me. He's also debt-free aside from a certain amount on his car loan, which is paying off. Both have very good credit scores. We avoid debt like the plague. Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys are on the same financial page. That's very good. I was planning on transferring my job there from my current employer. I'm not sure how my employment will look if I wait another year, because if society implements its regulations mandating everyone get the root beer float, I may not be able to work on job sites because most of them I've even heard word that even doctors and nurses are quitting because of this mandating rule that may or may not happen. Yeah, it's true. No, it's not rumor. That's happening. No one's going to want to take tests every week if it's on our own time. So F that. Yeah. See now, but in Florida, at least you have the protection of Governor DeSantis. He may ignore the federal rule. He may say, no, we're not doing it. I mean, how many governors ignored the rules of Trump, like not sending National Guards down to the border? I mean, it's just You and hey, Biden, you want to start a civil war over the states' rights again, huh? The goal is to get to Florida. I've done my reconnaissance of Florida is the perfect no-income state tax for me personal. New England winters are an ultimatum for me. Yeah, Minnesota winters alone are not worth it. Once again, thank you, Aaron, for helping me when I was 16 in high school, having all the odds. Oh, one Cappy, zero teachers. Against B family support wise to now a 24-year-old. God, has it been 8 years? Yeah, you must have been one of the original ones. Back when things were cheap. To 24-year-old living life honestly with myself and on my terms, gave me the courage to dare to be different and get into the trade. Awesome. See, we just hate women so much here at Cappy Cap. I just let this go down in the history books. Like, oh, Aaron actually does care about girls. Okay. So legit, bada, bada, bada. You don't got the budget for that. Either strategy is not wrong. I mean, there's logic and reason to have your boyfriend stay there another year, work up a little bit more money, then go down to Florida. It's also just as legitimate for you to say, look, why don't you apply for a job down there? Doing the same thing, because he could probably find a job. Both of you, I'll tell you this, functionally right now, both of you could go down there. Now, if you could transfer jobs and locations, that's good, so you'd have the job. Both of you could go down there without jobs and almost guarantee you'd find some kind of employment that would at least cover rent. What I would do is have a chat with your boyfriend and say, all right, if we're signing I wouldn't sign another full year lease. I would do month to month or do a six-month lease. Do like a six-month lease and say, all right, we're doing this fine. We're going to go through the worst of winter. All right, so we'll be here for spring. I want to go to Florida, right? And that's not irrational. And it's kind of now the put-up, shut-up time with your boyfriend. Sounds like he's on the same page. Sounds like he has legitimate reasons to want us to get like, we're doing a six-month lease and reevaluating. Because you don't want to commit to another year in snow. And I know you're going to endure, but no. You need to be making progress. Like, no, 6 months. And we're reevaluating in three. So like when you're driving through all this crappy snow, then you hit them up in winter. Hey, how was traffic? Oh, did you crash? And then that your 2.5-hour commute. My God. No, just to that. And whatever modicum of money he makes more than you, you burn that through per hour of time with your commute. So if anything, move closer. Oh, then you got to move twice. But yeah, I'd say a month to month or a short-term lease, like 6 months. And then you're like, no, and we're going. Like, and you start putting in the applications or however it is you transfer jobs down there. See if it's, you know, because that's not going to happen tomorrow. So talk to your boss. Say, hey, I'd like to transfer to this area. And I hate to like kind of come down on the side of the gals on this. But you've made your opinion very clear and say, we're going to get a plan and we're having a hard date on when we're moving. And then when that day comes, you're like, if not, bye, I'm gone. Because there's no way you should be doing a 2.5-hour work commute day. And you both should be hopefully on the end. And this is perfectly fine. If he doesn't want to go down to Florida, all right, that's a deal breaker, at least in my mind. I know you guys love each other, but it's like, no. And you got to have an honest conversation with him. But I would say, no, we're not doing a full year here again. It's 6 months. Make the money, da-da-da. And it's going to take, because you wouldn't be able to pick up and leave tomorrow anyway. So I would you're going to have to live somewhere. Short term. Start making the ball rolling of transferring down there. If you can't transfer jobs that they say no, then you're going to have to start finding another job. You're going to have to fly down there and interview. And then once you get a job, boom, you know, I don't know if you have any family down there that you could live with cheaply and like you leave, pay your half of the rent for the remainder of the lease while you're down there establishing an HQ. All right. But yeah, man, I totally understand. And this is not negotiable. Like, we are leaving. I'm going. Now, do you want to come with me or not? I thought that was the game plan. If he's like, no, All right, then it's over. And if he hems and haws, okay, fine. You get to sit and think about it 6 months. And, you know, then we're like making plans. And if they, and here's the thing, I know because this happens with girls too. They start dragging their feet. You just get up and leave. And then, okay. But his job is not, it's a perfectly fine job. But it's not like he's an investment banker that needs to stick around there. His job is definitely portable. He could go anywhere with that kind of skill. And so, like, you need to talk to him. And if you want to, hey, dumbass, get the F out of the cold state. Here you got a hardworking gal who isn't some Marxist socialist yutz. She's a real job. We got our finances together. You guys seem to be, you better start kind of considering her a little bit more seriously and prioritize her a little bit higher in your life. I rarely say that about girls because most of them haven't earned it. This gal has. And I don't know why the hell you'd want to be up there. Because what, you going to make another $2 and I get your ass down to Florida, dude? Show him that. Tell him I said that. If he doesn't believe in it, have him come talk to me. Boom. All right, good. You know what? That was a nice, let's put that in the box of mementos. There we go. Okay. Answer that. Any super chats? Whoa, a thousand yen. Darn it. I thought $1,000. Darn it. $10. 10 US bucks. Oh, I was so happy. Thank you, Ran. Read three of your books. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the $10. Oh boy, Cappy's got Poke Bowl for 3 months every day. I can fly back to Minneapolis to get Poke Bowl. All right. There you go. See you guys later. Toodles.